Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And today I wanted to talk to you about what recent market swings taught me about staying balanced. And I wanted to talk about a concept of negative correlation between assets and why they matter in our long-term portfolios. It sounds a bit complicated, but it is really not. So let's go ahead. So what are these negatively correlated assets? Those are the assets that tend to move in opposite directions. A very, very basic example to that would be an umbrella company shares and the ice cream company shares. So when it's raining, no one is buying ice cream and everyone is buying umbrellas. So umbrella company shares go up and ice cream company shares go down. And when the sun is shining and everybody's enjoying a beautiful weather, everybody wants ice cream and the ice cream company shares go up and the umbrella company shares go down. In the ideal world, what you want to do in your portfolio is to hold negatively correlated assets to weather the storms better. When there is a crash, then some assets will go down, but others would stay up and our portfolio would be more stable. So in my own portfolio, stocks still take the biggest chunk. So mainly ETFs like FTSE All World, S&P 500, and also I have a little bit of NASDAQ. So I usually hold 50% in FTSE All World, 40% in the S&P 500, and 10% in NASDAQ 100. But then I also hold 10% in crypto, mainly Bitcoin and Ethereum. I do get that crypto is quite high risk and I wouldn't recommend crypto to everyone. And also crypto can result in being a very bad idea. And at some point, if I would lose my entire crypto portfolio, I think I would be fine with that. But do not count on crypto as investment, please. Also, I hold 7% in gold. And I do see gold as a portfolio stabilizer during volatility. So in the recent crash, my stocks went down. My gold went really up and the crypto remained pretty much the same. So I'm very happy with that portfolio. And if I needed the money urgently and if I needed to sell something and I wouldn't have my emergency fund, which is a terrible thing to do, then I would sell my gold. Or if this crisis would last for years and years and years, and I would want to retire, then I would feel comfortable selling my gold rather than selling my stocks or crypto. And my plan, long term, my plan is to increase my gold exposure. But this is not to increase the investment returns. This is just to stabilize my portfolio a little bit. So when the next market crash comes, then my gold would actually hold my portfolio and my portfolio wouldn't dip as much as it would if I only hold equities, that is stocks. And I think I mentioned that earlier that I am not a big fan of bonds. Maybe I will be in the future, I don't know that. But at the moment, bonds don't really make sense for me. They were traditionally used to reduce volatility, but their returns are very, very low. And sometimes you can get a better return in a current account than in bonds. And I just don't see the point on holding them because also they're not as liquid as stocks or as any other assets. And they don't make sense in today's world, in my opinion, for me. Okay, it might make sense for you. Your situation might be completely different from mine. Hey, I just wanted to pause for a second and let you know that I made something for you. It's a free guide called Start Investing Without Freaking Out. I created it for women who want to invest but feel like it's not for people like us. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea where to begin. Just click the link in my Instagram bio at One Step Wealthier or in the description below to grab it. Now, back to the episode. And I do prefer to use gold or cash as a defensive layer in the situation rather than using government bonds. So bonds are debt, basically, that you would purchase from a company or the government. So you are lending, effectively lending money to a company, corporate bonds, or for the government. So government bonds or gilts. Okay. So when you're lending the money to a company or to a government, then there is an expectation that the government or the company will return that. So they're very safe assets because the governments have never defaulted on them, but then their returns aren't great. And also the money is not returned right away. It has a maturity date, so it might be returned in 4 years' time. And the return is really not that great. And unless you purchase the bond on a very low price in comparison to the actual price, but still, they might make sense in the future, not now. And also I wanted to talk about the role of cash. So we all have to have our emergency fund. I'm not great with that. I have to confess, I'm not very great with emergency funds and I have to work on that. The emergency fund should be 2 to 3 months of our expenses, just in case we lose our job, just in case we don't have any income. And I think cash allows us for flexibility. So we can make better choices while we have cash at hand, because then we don't have to sell our assets that have underperformed maybe at that time. And also keeps you from borrowing under stress. So let's say you don't have the emergency fund and you lose your job and then you have to borrow from the credit card or take a high interest loan. So cash buffer prevents you from doing that. And also cash is to get opportunities. I would never encourage you to time the market ever. So I think time in the market is actually much better than timing the market. So I would never encourage you to time the market. However, if you have some cash to put in the market when the market is low, then you would get better returns. But don't use that cash buffer just to wait for the right opportunity. Dollar cost averaging or pound cost averaging is actually the best strategy. So buying little by little, every month, every week, because nobody can predict the dips. Nobody can predict that the market will go down or will go up indefinitely. But cash can be used to get some opportunities. So because I was very well diversified during that dip, that diversified setup gave me peace of mind. Actually, I saw my portfolio as really resistant. I saw lesser of a dip. So my gold grew, my stocks dipped, and crypto stayed the same, but it was still some balance in the portfolio. Even if you've been investing for years, during the market crashes, sometimes you read the news way too much or you hear things from people, and it is very hard to keep the emotions out of the market. But if you're well diversified, you stay calmer. So your emotions are staying calm, seeing that your portfolio hasn't dipped as much. So to end this episode, I wanted to tell you that you don't need to copy anybody's portfolio. See what works for you. Maybe you are better with volatility and maybe you are more comfortable with just equities. As long as you know yourself and whatever helps you sleep at night, that's a good choice for you. So if you want to stay just in equities or just in crypto, I wouldn't obviously recommend that. But if you just want to choose whatever portfolio works for you and you think that you would be fine with it long term, that's fine. And think of your asset allocation as your emotional insurance, okay? So if you feel comfortable with whatever location you have, that's great. And if this resonated with you and you want to talk about your money journey or your portfolio allocation, I'm opening up a few free coaching spots. Just message me on Instagram, One Step Wealthier, or email onestepwealthier@gmail.com. And I hope that my reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation, and your situation might be different from my situation. And this is not individual financial advice. Please do your own research before making any financial decision. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.